Hello everyone. A-level politics could easily be renamed A-level current affairs. It's a live subject, and as politics students, you need to use updated examples and explain their significance. This can be hard, especially around revision time when you've got your heads in your books and class notes going back some 18 months or so. Visiting examples that perhaps were current at the time of reading, only to be told by someone somewhere, maybe your class teacher, that your examples are out of date. Likewise, you might get news alerts on your phone about this minister or that scandal or that protest, but the sheer number of moving parts in politics can seem overwhelming at times. Don't worry though, the A-Level Politics Show is here to help with the release of EG for Me. I'm hoping that about once a week, I'll release a brief episode of no more than 5 minutes long. I promise it won't be more than that. Going through a specific UK or US news story that has recently broken. I'll try to make sense of it for you. Each EG for Me episode will explain what happened, what does it all mean, and most importantly, how you can use that example for different essay questions. EG for Me is just one more reason why you should subscribe to the A-Level Politics Show +++, because EG for Me comes with your subscription at no extra cost. That cost is still just £1.99 a month and includes two feature-length bonus pods each month in addition to the monthly free episode, as well as access to the full back catalogue. To whet everyone's appetites though, what follows now is the very first EG for Me. If you find it useful, subscribe to +++ to get more like them in the future. Details on how to do so are in the show notes. Just click on the link. Thanks for listening and for your support of this show. See you soon. And welcome to the very first EG for Me. I'm giving this one as a freebie, as I'm nice like that. It's also, at the time of recording, 2 days until the second years, upper sixth, year 13s, whatever name you go by, take the paper one exam. So here is a nice and very recent example for you, provided by EG for Me. Title: Housing campaigners welcome no-fault eviction ban. Renters' rights campaign group Acorn has cautiously welcomed proposals included in the 2023 white paper, which has been called for by housing rights campaigners for the best part of a decade. Background: the proposals came amidst a cost of living crisis, where the cost of rent has risen far in excess of what is deemed affordable by many economists. And with the cost of buying a home out of the question for millions of Britons, renting is often the only option. The lack of house building has meant that there are too many renters chasing too few lets, leading to massive rental increases, partly caused by this shortage and also by the greediness of landlords who are taking advantage of an unregulated market. Kicking people out of their houses mid-contract has often been a way for these landlords to get in new tenants willing to pay much more, and is one of the leading causes of homelessness. Hence Acorn and other groups leading the fight back on behalf of renters. So how can we use this example? Lots of different ways actually. Here are just a few of my suggestions. Pressure group influence. You can also think about whether this does show these campaigns having influence, since ultimately Acorn knows it can't get from the Tory government what it really wants, which is a cap on rent rises, i.e. rent control, and also much more affordable housing, perhaps even built on the green belt, which the Tories are a little bit squeamish about. So we can analyse this example in relation to whether government support is vital, and I would argue that it is, for reform that these groups want to be realised. We can also think about parliamentary representation. Is this an example where MPs are starting to listen to the concerns of their hard-pressed constituents? Or are the proposals so meek as to fail to warrant such a claim? For instance, there is still nothing in the white paper to stop a landlord from throwing out tenants and selling the property. We can also look at housing policy more broadly. It appears to be pitting the two factions of the Tory party against one another, with One Nation Tories wanting more of it in terms of house building. And ironically, some neoliberals want the same because they think it can help growth. Those guys on one hand, and then other groups on the other, associated with the new right, chiefly neoconservatives, who are wary that house building will undermine traditional communities, or they could simply be worried that new houses means new people in safe Tory neighbourhoods with different ideas on who should run the country. And this brings me to my last idea about how you can think about housing, and that is voting behaviour. The recent local elections appear to be picking up. That's in 2023, by the way, at the time of recording. The recent local elections appear to be picking up the demographic shifts that are occurring due to a lack of house building. Thousands of younger people who want to start or who have already started having families, priced out of the cities, are moving further afield and are bringing their city voting habits with them. Hence why once true blue Worthing, aka God's waiting room, due to so many elderly residents living there, now has a Labour council for the first time, as the younger, more liberal, working from home brigade descend upon this once sleepy seaside town. So there are just some ways you can use this example and the issue of house building more generally. My tip is that housing will be a salient issue at the next general election, so watch this space. More information about today's episode of EG for Me can be found in the show notes. And if you think this sort of thing will be useful, click the +++ subscribe link also in the show notes. Let me know what you think. Tweet me your suggestions, examples, etc. that you want me to explain. I'm at Nick D'Souza at Twitter. Okay, that's more than 5 minutes. I'm like a politician promising to level up and utterly failing to do so. Sorry about that. I've already broken my promise. So I better go. Take care. Bye-bye.